Hello and welcome to Tea Time with Emily, podcast edition. I'm here with Rebecca Flug.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So Rebecca and I have known each other for a long time. We've been through a lot of goofy moments together, and Rebecca has really inspired me lately because she's fundraising to go to Nicaragua. You want to tell us about that, Rebecca?
Yeah, it's a mission trip to go to Nicaragua, to the capital of Nicaragua. We will be ministering to kids at a church there, which is also a school, and it's located on the dump ground there, where kids or their parents, the way that they get money is by digging through the dump ground and selling whatever they find.
Wow.
And they have had some groups that go up there and have had, you know, help people recover from human trafficking and, you know, ministering to those people that have come from that problem area, and they have helped them a lot.
Wow, that's really neat.
Well, we're going to minister to the kids that are in that church, and they have, some might have family, some might be orphans, we don't know for sure, but those that do have families, they're not loved at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically that's where they get their love, their, you know, hugs or whatever. Our church actually helped build that building or that church up there.
Mm-hmm.
And have gone there several times. They don't really have too much problems with the gangs, but they said that there was one time, they told us never to walk alone, and there's one teacher that had to walk alone. And she came up to some gangsters that were sitting out there, and they were planning on jumping her, but then they noticed the church emblem on her shirt, and decided instead of jumping her that they would escort her to the school and to make sure that nobody else jumped her. That shows just how much respect this school gets from even gangsters there.
Yeah.
Everybody respects.
It sounds like the school really makes a difference for people there.
And, yeah, it does.
That's really neat. So let me get this straight. So she saw gangsters, and they were going to jump her.
Mm-hmm.
But then instead, they saw that she's from that that church.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to help her and make sure she got home safe.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Tempest.
When you're out there, how many days do you think you'll be out there ministering to those people?
A week, unless God tells us otherwise. You know how mission trips can go.
Yeah. And you're doing a lot of fundraising for this trip to make it happen.
Yes.
What are ways that people can support your trip?
I have a Facebook page that's called Help Rebecca Go to Nicaragua. It's public. Anybody who goes on Facebook can find it.
Mm-hmm.
I need a total of 2,100. I need for the whole entire trip, but I need a total of $950 by July 9th. I did a fundraiser yesterday at Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. and then I'm doing a fundraiser tomorrow at Cece's Pizza, and then I'm going to do another fundraiser over at Tacos Garcia for a bake sale.
Wow, that's really neat. So people can go to Cece's Pizza tomorrow, and how does that work? Do they buy their food? Is it like a percentage of that, or do they donate directly to you?
They go up to the register, and when they place their order, they say that, or even before they place their order, just go up and say, I'm here for Rebecca's fundraiser for Nicaragua, and they'll make sure that I get the percentage. It's 15%. So it's just like as if you went to a sit-down restaurant and gave 15% to the waitress.
Wow, that's really neat. So that's a wonderful way that people can go support you tomorrow, going to mm-hmm. Cece's Pizza for dinner from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Cece's Pizza. What town is it in?
Amarillo, Texas.
In Amarillo, Texas. That's fantastic. And then what was the other fundraiser you have coming up? I know you've been busy baking.
It's Tacos Garcia, and it's a bake sale.
Mm-hmm.
And Tacos Garcia is a restaurant, Mexican restaurant, and they are giving us, I guess, one of their party rooms to put the bake sale in, and we have all sorts of kind of goodies.
That's awesome. What are some of the goodies that will be available in this bake sale?
What I've got so far is lemon bars, peach cobbler, two different kinds of brownies,
mm-hmm.
dump cake, and I'm going to make some cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a double chocolate cake.
Very cool. So people will be able to go to, what day is the bake sale?
It will be on the 20th.
That's on Saturday. Guys, if you're living in the Amarillo, Texas area, and you want to get a nice dinner, go to Tacos Garcia in Amarillo, and from 6 to 8 p.m. there'll be a great bake sale, so you can get your tacos and you can get delicious baked food. I've had Rebecca's cookies, and they're amazing. So, yeah, that's a wonderful way to show support.
Yeah, and don't forget mine tomorrow at Cece's Pizza, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Wow, so, yeah, guys, if you're hungry tomorrow, you could go to Cece's Pizza in Amarillo, Texas, and get the buffet. Tell them you're there to support Rebecca's trip to Nicaragua, and they're going to donate a percentage of whatever you pay towards that trip and towards helping those people. So that's really cool. What are some other ways that people can show support if they're not in the area? Like, do you have a website?
I have my Facebook page. Again, that's Rebecca, Help Rebecca Go to Nicaragua. And I have links on there to the fundraisers to remind people when they are and where they are. I also have a link on there to my GoFundMe page.
Excellent. So, guys, you can go to Rebecca's GoFundMe page, no matter where you are, and you can donate money right now to support her trip. And she is going to help a lot of people, so this would be a really neat thing to support. So, Rebecca, tell me what this fundraising process has been like. Like, what have the highlights been you've been enjoying baking?
Yes, I have enjoyed baking. Last night when I had my fundraiser at Chick-fil-A, I stood up there on the street corner with a sign telling people about it, and I had several people honk at me and give me the thumbs up, and then they would turn into the restaurant. So it made me feel like I did a difference, and that maybe hopefully I will have a difference. I've called the restaurant, but I haven't heard from anybody yet on how much I made.
Yeah, that's neat. So, yeah, I wish I could have done this earlier, but yeah, Rebecca had a great fundraiser yesterday at Chick-fil-A, and people were able to show support in that way too. So it sounds like when you have a big goal like that, you really have to strategize different ways you can earn that money to make it happen. So mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for that. I think that's really neat. And then in Nicaragua, I've never been there, of course, but what's the trip like? Is it a long flight?
About, like, I think 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be flying from Amarillo, Texas to Houston and then to Manuga.
Managua?
Managua.
Managua. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'm sure there's so many names of places in that area that will be challenging for us to pronounce, but what a beautiful thing it is to go over there. And do you guys have lodging set up there through the church? Or how does that work?
We'll be staying at a hotel that has a mall across the street. So if we need anything, we can just go to the mall. It will also be right there by the embassy if anything should happen that we need the embassy.
That's excellent. Are there other ways that people can show support? I mean, obviously, I think praying for you is going to be really important. What do you think? Are there specific prayer requests you have or, you know, other needs that those people have that people could show support?
Like I said, prayer for safety flight. No problem with going through customs, you know, and also just safety while there. And changing lives, you know, seeing what God will have in mind for us to do or say to people we come in contact with.
Yeah. So it's kind of a mission to bring light over there and to encourage.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really neat. Are there any specific moments during your missions trip that really stood out to you that you really remember where you helped someone out or maybe they inspired you?
Like one mission trip, I mean, technically, it was out of the country, but this is the first time I've ever had to go this far out of the country, plus having a passport. But we went to Mexico, mm-hmm. and we built houses for homeless people there.
Wow.
People were actually literally living in boxes.
Wow. What a difference that is. I mean, to be able to give someone that gift, like of a home. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Were there people you encountered or did you make friends on your missions trips? Like that maybe you didn't know who are from your community, but you didn't really get to know them until the trip?
That's actually how I built my friendships was like, even though they were on the bus with me or whatever, we didn't really get to know each other until we got there.
It seems like such a perfect setting for getting to know a good friend because you're working towards a goal and you're helping someone and like you have like that joint goal and you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's just really neat. So Rebecca, in addition to this awesome fundraiser you have tomorrow at Cece's Pizza and then the one on Saturday at Tacos Garcia, where you're going to be selling baked goods, you've actually been making cookie jars, or they're like a mix to make cookies, right? And mm-hmm. they're decorated really pretty. Tell us about that.
It's mostly just how you would have those cookie mixes in a jar, gift jars that you give out at Christmas time or birthdays or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just several different kind of mixes. Some recipes are kind of similar. Selling them for about like $15 a jar. If you're out of the Amarillo area, I probably would charge a little bit more just for shipping to help out shipping.
Yeah, so that sounds like a really neat gift for people too, because you can buy one for yourself and then you can buy one for a friend, and that's like a really neat gesture. They're $15 a jar. Beautifully decorated jars with cookie mix.
And they have the recipe with them.
If you want to buy one from out of state, she'll charge you shipping and handling in addition to that. But what a beautiful gift for a friend, a family member. And who doesn't love cookies? I mean, I love cookies, but that's awesome.
Also, before I forget again, there are two other fundraisers that I keep forgetting about.
Wow, you're keeping busy.
Yeah, one's not until the 7th of July, but who doesn't love snow cones, especially in July?
Oh my goodness, snow cones.
Yes, it's going to be at a place, Bahama Bucks. It's a snow cone place here in town, in Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Amarillo, I know we have two locations. It's going to be at the Bell Street store. I believe it's at 7 to 9. I'm calling the lady and double-checking on that, but I do believe it's 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Great. And will you be putting an update about this on your Facebook page?
Yes.
Great. So, guys, if you want to get all the info, you definitely want to go to Rebecca's Facebook page. It's Help Rebecca Go to Nicaragua. Just look it up. You'll find it. And it's going to give you all those links and all that info you need to be able to show support to this wonderful trip.
Another one I'll be doing is Yankee Candle.
Yankee Candles. Oh, cool. I love those candles.
Once it starts, I will also have an online page through my fundraiser that you can order either through the catalog or through the online fundraiser.
It's an online fundraiser buying Yankee Candles, and when you purchase those candles, that's going to get a percentage to your trip.
That one will start July 1st and will end the last day of July. One of my favorites that they have is Merry Marshmallow. Smells like roasted marshmallows over a campfire.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I think I had like a vanilla candle from them, but it was really good. So that also makes an excellent gift.
Well, and it's never too early to start Christmas shopping, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'll get you one for Christmas. I'm just kidding. That'd be kind of sneaky, except not because you know what it is.
Not necessarily. If you order through online, then I would never know.
Yeah, so Merry Marshmallow, writing that down. Well, that's awesome. So you have kept so busy with this. That's incredible. And what a gift to those people. That is so neat. So, guys, if you go to, and ladies, sorry, if you go to Rebecca's page, you're going to, and click like, go back to that page, check up on it often. There's going to be updates about how you can show support towards making this trip happen. And it's going to be really impactful, because anytime you get the chance to help somebody, it's just amazing. So, really encourage you to show support to Rebecca.
Yeah, my mom was just laughing about it. She was like, if you could get there, like, not money-wise, but just got there by determination, I would I would totally be there.
Thanks so much for joining me, Rebecca. It's good to chat with you. Always great to chat with you. And guys, I really hope that you can all help support and contribute to this missions trip. But it's really an incredible cause, the cause of helping people. So thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Tea Time with Emily. And remember, kids, pinkies up. Have a delightful day.